Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little more stoic wisdom and a whole lot of sass. Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in a million different directions? Like your time, energy, and sanity are being stretched thinner than a pizza after the kids get their hands on it? Welcome to the club. Today we're diving deep into something crucial for surviving, nay, thriving in this chaotic world. Creating healthy boundaries. You know those invisible lines that protect your well-being, keep you grounded, and help you say hell yeah to what matters most. Yeah, those bad boys are our focus. Now, before you wrinkle your nose and think boundaries, how boring. Trust me, this is anything but dull. Think of it like building a fortress for your mind, a safe space where you can recharge, be authentically you, and avoid burnout before it even becomes a thing. Alright, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your boundary setting game. Number 1. Know yourself. You've got to figure out what drains you, what makes you tick, and what truly aligns with your values. It's like knowing your favorite flavor of ice cream. You wouldn't force yourself to eat broccoli if chocolate chip cookie dough was calling your name, right? Same principle applies here. Figure out what brings you joy, what energizes you, and prioritize those things. Number 2. Communication is key. This doesn't mean turning into a robot program to deliver pre-written scripts. It's about expressing your needs clearly, calmly, and respectfully. Think of it as giving people a heads up about what works for you. Hey, I love catching up, but after 7 p.m, my focus is best spent on winding down. Then, you just lay down a boundary without being harsh or aggressive. Number 3. Say no with confidence. This is where the magic happens. Saying no isn't selfish, it's self-preservation. You're not obligated to say yes to everything that comes your way. It's like choosing which ingredients go into your masterpiece. You wouldn't just throw every random thing in there and hope for the best, would you? Same goes for your time and energy. Number 4. Set realistic expectations. We all have those days where we feel like superheroes, capable of conquering the world. But let's be real, life throws curveballs. Don't expect perfection from yourself or others. It's okay to ask for help, adjust your plans, and take breaks when needed. Remember, boundaries are about protecting your well-being, not adding unnecessary stress. Number 5. Consistency is king. Setting boundaries once isn't enough, you gotta keep practicing. Like any muscle, the more you use it, the stronger it gets. Over time, people will learn to respect your limits and understand that saying no doesn't mean you're a bad person. In fact, quite the opposite. Think about that awkward encounter at a party when someone wouldn't stop talking about their cat, even though you were desperately trying to escape. Yeah, those are boundaries gone wrong. But imagine if you had confidently said, "Hey, I really need to catch up with my friends over there," and gracefully excused yourself. Suddenly, your mental well-being is prioritized, and you haven't even broken a sweat. Now, let's put this into action with a real-life scenario. Picture this: your coworker keeps piling on extra tasks at the last minute, knowing you already have a full plate. You start feeling overwhelmed and resentful. Instead of letting that resentment fester, which is never good for anyone, here's where those healthy boundaries come in. You could calmly say something like, "I'm happy to help out, but I'm currently focused on your current project. Let's chat tomorrow about how we can best prioritize these tasks." T. Direct, clear, and respectful. Remember, setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or controlling. It's about honoring your needs, protecting your energy, and creating a life that feels fulfilling and balanced. You deserve to be treated with respect, and you have the power to make that happen. So, go out there and build those mental fortresses, my friends. Start saying no with confidence, communicate your needs clearly, and prioritize your well-being above all else. And remember, if this podcast has sparked some inspiration or given you a few new tools for navigating the world with more intention, hit that subscribe button, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. We're in this together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.